Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of how to live by God's manifested power and might in your life. And we've been talking about the spirit of might. We're going to be finishing on that particular subject today. Let's just review the important principles that we've seen in order to have mighty force through the spirit of might. First of all, the spirit of might is in every born-again Christian. Might means forcefulness or having mighty force. This mighty force is necessary to do the works of God, as we've seen. Now, if believers will love him by keeping his commandments and walk in the light of his word, that is important to have mighty force. They've got to be right with the Lord. The spirit of might is for spiritual warfare, and believers are going to show forth this mighty force that's within them as they engage in the spiritual warfare. They also need the spirit of counsel as well as the spirit of might to be successful in spiritual warfare. Believers should have mighty force all the days of their life, even when they're old. Believers are to rule and reign in the kingdom of God through the spirit of might. And by manifesting mighty force, a believer will be healed of all sickness and disease, he will not be held captive by sickness, and he will not need a physician. Those that are sick, remember, are those that are held captive by the devil, and they need mighty force manifest to get healed. Those who are healed have cast out all the spirits of sickness and disease through the spirit of might. Effective ministry to others must be with mighty force. Believers are to put on the whole armor of God through the word in their heart, mind, mouth, and directing their steps so that they can manifest power with mighty force. Mighty force will be manifest when you are at peace and have a trusting confidence in the Lord. But it will not manifest if you have negative workings in your heart or soul, or if you lack trust and confidence in the Lord. Mighty force will be manifest when we speak in the name of Jesus, releasing the authority delegated to us in Christ. Now, we also talked about how Satan has mighty force, but he was conquered by Jesus, who had mightier force. We also mentioned how evil spirits have mighty force, but again, they will be conquered when they're cast out through mighty force coming forth out of a believer. Now, in order to do this, believers are to bind the strong man, who's Satan, who has mighty force, and then cast out the demons who are mighty in order to bring forth the rule and the reign of Jesus to spoil the demonic house within a person and to see the person be set free. We also saw believers are to be consistent hearers and doers of the word to build their spiritual house so that they have mighty force to be able to withstand the attacks of the enemy. And believers are to become mighty and forceful in warfare. Well, we're going to continue on now in Acts chapter 6, verse 10. It says, Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people, and they were not able to resist the wisdom and spirit by which he spake. In verse 8, where it talks about Stephen being full of faith and power, the word power is dunamis, meaning the power of God. In verse 10, where it says they were not able to resist the wisdom and spirit by which he spake, the word able is isko, which means mighty force. So verse 8 says that Stephen was full of faith and power, and he did great wonders and miracles. And then in verse 10, it speaks of those who were disputing with Stephen, and that they did not have mighty force to resist the wisdom and spirit by which Stephen spake. Remember, Stephen was one of the seven men who were full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. They were appointed over the business of the daily ministration for the widow. Well, Stephen, full of faith, full of wisdom, full of power, full of the Holy Spirit, those are keys in order to do the mighty works of the Lord. And when you're full of power, with the power of God resident in you, you're going to be able to do great and mighty works and miracles because of the manifested power that's flowing forth out of you with mighty force. Well, these ones in the synagogue that disputed with him, he spoke with such wisdom and with the Holy Spirit that they didn't have mighty force to be able to resist. That tells you that words spoken are going to release mighty force through wisdom and through the Holy Spirit. So mighty force will be released by believers who are full of faith, wisdom, power, and the Holy Spirit. And you'll not only do wonders and miracles, but you also speak with mighty force to those who resist you. In Acts chapter 19:20, it says, "So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed." The word mightily is the Greek word kratos. The word prevailed is this word iskoo, meaning mighty force. The tense of the verbs grew and prevailed is in the imperfect tense, which means continuous action in the past. So the verse literally says, "So with manifested power, the word of the Lord was growing and being mighty and forceful." This reveals the source of manifested power and mighty force is the Word of God. So therefore, the manifested power and mighty force of God will grow and increase in us as the Word of God grows and increases in us. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19, it says, "What is the exceeding greatness of His power to us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power?" In this verse, we see all four of the Greek words that we've been talking about as we've been bringing forth this teaching. The word power is dunamis. The word working is energia, which means active operation. The word mighty is iskos, meaning mighty force. And the second word for power is kratos, meaning manifested power. When you put together the literal meaning of this verse, it speaks of the greatness of His power toward those who are believers, and the greatness of His power is according to the active operation of the manifest power of His mighty force. Therefore, believers have the power of God resident in them. They're to actively put into operation, and it manifests the power of His mighty force. Now let's look at Philippians 4:13. This is a highly misunderstood scripture. Verse 13 says, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." This verse is confessed by most Christians to affirm that they can do all things in their life successfully through Christ who strengthens them. However, we must look up the words in the Greek to find out the true meaning of this verse. When you see the true meaning, you see that there are conditions to being able to do all things. The phrase, "I can do," is one Greek word, iskoo, which would be translated, "I have mighty force." The word strengtheneth is endunamo, which is a form of dunamis, which means to be inwardly empowered. Both of these verbs are in the present tense, which means the continual action. So the verse literally says, "All things, I have mighty force continually in Christ, inwardly, empowering me continually." This means that as the power of God is resident within a believer continually, then and only then will he have mighty force continually for all things which he might do. It also means that if I do not have the power of God continually resident within me, then I do not have mighty force for all things which I might do. Therefore, it's imperative that a believer gets the power of God resident within himself continually so that he can release God's mighty force through the Spirit of might within him for all things which he might do. We see might and prayer together in James 5, verse 16, where it says, "The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." In this verse, the words effectual fervent is one Greek word, energio, which means active and operative. The word availeth is iskoo, meaning mighty force. Both verbs are in the present tense, meaning the continual action. So the verse would literally say that the continual active operative prayer of a righteous man puts forth much mighty force continually. Therefore, we see how important, accurate, effective prayer is to the believer in Christ. And also, one must be righteous so that mighty force can be released. So when a person is born again, they receive the Spirit of Jesus Christ, they're righteous in spirit, but remember that there's more to righteousness than just being born again. 1 John 3:7, it says, "Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous." Wherever the word warns us to not be deceived, that means we need to take note of it. It says, "He that doeth righteousness is righteous." The word doeth is in the present tense, which means continuous, repeated action. So a righteous man is one who is born again and continually doing righteousness. We do righteousness when we do the word of righteousness. Therefore, you need to be truly righteous to see the mighty force released through accurate, effective prayer. When a righteous man puts into active operation accurate prayer according to the Word of God, he will see that mighty force will be released continually. In Hebrews 5:7, it says, "Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard, and that he feared." This is speaking about Jesus praying when he was on earth. It says he prayed with strong crying. The word strong is iskros, meaning mighty force. This means that Jesus was praying with mighty force in deep intercessory prayer. The intercessory prayers of a believer needs to be with mighty force to be effective. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 14, it says, "I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one." In this verse, the word strong is ischeros, meaning mighty force. It declares that you are mighty and forceful, and the word of God abides in you, and you have conquered the wicked one. This reveals that one must be mighty and forceful in order to walk in victory and conquer the enemy. And the one who's mighty and forceful, that's the one who has the word of God abiding him, and he then will conquer the enemy, and he will be put underfoot. Without the word abiding in a believer, he will not be mighty and forceful, and he will not conquer the enemy. So we've seen these principles of having the spirit of might, how important it is in a believer's life. We're now going to move into talking about the manifestation of the glory of God. It is important, as we've studied the power of God being resident within a believer, the requirements to manifest the power of God, how we put the power of God into active operation, how we manifest the power of God, and how we see the spirit of might go into operation, we must take a look at the manifestation of the glory of God, because the glory of God is the manifest presence of God. In 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 14, it says, "Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." So here, believers are to obtain the glory of the Lord. That's obtaining his manifest presence in your life. Well, in Matthew 6, verse 13, in the latter part of what is commonly referred to as the Lord's Prayer, which in reality was a teaching by Jesus on how to pray in the New Testament era, it concludes in verse 13 and says, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." Notice the order of the three words: first kingdom, then power, and then glory. Kingdom refers to the rule and the reign of God. And the kingdom of God is put into operation from the position of authority having been brought into the kingdom. The second word, power, is dunamis, which means the power of God, which is to be resident in every believer through the word of God dwelling in us, and the power is to be manifested out of a believer with mighty force. The third word is glory, which refers to the manifest presence of God. So what we see from this is that the authority releases power, which results in glory, the manifest presence of God. So for the believer in Christ, we see that the rule and the reign of God released through authority, that'll put forth the power of God into operation, which has been resident within us and manifest out of us with mighty force, and it will result in the glory of God, or the manifest presence of God. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 1, "Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, fire came down from heaven, consumed the burnt offering, the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house." Here, the result of Solomon's prayer was the presence of God was manifested. This indicates that prayer is going to release the power of God, which will result in the manifestation of the glory of God. All believers need to learn to pray effectively to see the glory of God be manifested in their life. And you begin to live by the power of God resident within through the word within you. And you meet the scriptural requirements, and then you put it in active, effective operation, learning how to release the manifest power of God, putting that spirit of might into operation. You are going to see the manifestation of the glory of God. As I close, I have a book on this subject called How to Live by Manifest Power and Might, available for $7, postage paid. To get it, please call 602-279-5212. In closing, I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. If you are looking for a church that teaches the uncompromised word and will minister healing and deliverance to you continually until you are set free, come to our services on Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.